Chapter 4, Step 2, Positive Conviction. One of my all-time favorite quotes comes from legendary artist Pablo Picasso. He said, "My mother stated to me, if you are a soldier, you will become a general. If you are a monk, you will become the Pope. Instead, I was a painter and became Picasso." Much like Thomas Edison and Dr. Benjamin Carson, Picasso had a mother who believed in him and instilled within him a deep sense of faith. A faith that he could do and become something great. This positive belief system shaped Picasso's life from early childhood and powered him onward to success. What is this belief system? Winology Step 2, Positive Conviction. The word conviction usually doesn't carry many optimistic connotations. For example, when someone is convicted of a crime, punishment for their actions follows suit. We've all heard the old adage, do the crime, pay the time. In that light, conviction is not a good thing. In the same manner, if someone participates in an unethical or immoral activity, they can be convicted in their heart or conscience of their wrongdoing. For years, I've heard people say, "I knew it was wrong the second I did it." They were convicted of their actions. However, conviction doesn't always have to be viewed in a negative light. You can experience positive conviction. For the context of this step, let's look at another meaning of the word conviction. It's a firmly held belief or opinion, the quality of showing that one is firmly convinced of what one believes or says. Positive conviction, or the power of your own belief system, is the place where greatness is conceived. Before you become a champion in your desired area, you must first see yourself as such and firmly believe you are destined to win. It's true. What you believe, you become. This chapter is primarily designed to accomplish two things. Number one, examine the power of your own personal belief system. And number two, harness the power of positivity and release it into your life. So if you're ready, let's jump into Winology Step 2. The Seedbed. One of Henry Ford's most classic quotes is, "Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right." The truth is, Henry was right. What Mr. Ford really did was to rephrase an ancient proverb written thousands of years before his time. The proverb so precisely says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." This proverb opens up an interesting dialogue. One might quip, "That's ridiculous. We don't think with our heart, we think with our minds." However, the ancients may have had more insight than initially understood. Dr. Caroline Leaf, an expert in neurology and behavioral science, reported some fascinating findings in her book, Who Switched Off My Brain? She documents how modern scientists have now discovered that the human heart contains over 40,000 neurons and it can actually initiate conversations with the brain. This discovery is incredibly intriguing, for it gives a whole new meaning to statements like "follow your heart" or "guard your heart." According to medical science research, it seems that the heart is much more than a pump to push blood throughout our bodies. It may be, in fact, the seedbed of our most powerful desires and truest sense of our identity. Many years ago, my friend Nick had a heart transplant. You can only imagine the shock and scare associated with such a traumatic surgery, especially given Nick was only in his late 20s. Before and after his procedures, I spent a great deal of time with Nick in which he shared many interesting conversations. One of the most unique occurrences comes to mind. After his surgery was complete, Nick and I were having one of our usual talks when all of a sudden it turned into a moment of confession. Nick was very confused concerning some of his post-surgery thoughts and feelings. Specifically, he was experiencing very powerful and graphic dreams, unlike anything he'd ever encountered. He described them more as memories than dreams, mainly because these instances were too specific and detailed to only come from his subconscious imagination. In addition, Nick was also having intense cravings for Mexican food, a taste that had never registered on his palate in times past. But these weren't the strangest of reactions. Along with his graphic dreams and newfound love of fajitas, Nick was also dealing with a much more serious issue. It seemed he was having random thoughts and attractions to Hispanic women, again, way out of his norm, as Nick was a very committed African-American family man with a beautiful wife and children. These very peculiar thoughts and feelings were so troublesome that Nick began to probe the surgeons for answers, Why was he having these intense dreams? Why the love for Mexican food? Where in the world were the thoughts and attractions for Hispanic women coming from? Thank God his sweet wife Cynthia was of Panamanian descent, or Nick may have needed much more than a new heart. The surgeon's answers, though bringing clarity, were nothing less than baffling. The heart Nick was given came from a 40-year-old Hispanic man. Not only was he the recipient of a muscle to transport life-giving blood to his body, Nick also received many of his donor's memories, tastes, and interests. It seems the ancient proverb, "as a man thinks in his heart," is more accurate than previously understood. Our human heart has the power to navigate the outcome of our lives more than we ever realized. It is the seedbed of our strongest beliefs. It's time to choose. Even though I've never had a heart transplant, I am living proof that true convictions can only be birthed from your bedrock beliefs. Your belief in yourself, your life, and your potential. Thankfully, I was blessed with two of the greatest believe-in-yourself mentors one could ever dream of, my parents. Throughout my life, and in every area of my life, my parents infused me with a sense of positivity and personal belief that launched me into arenas of success I may have never obtained on my own. There was never a time when they didn't reinforce that belief system. I'm so thankful for their influence, and I try never to take it for granted. My memories are flooded with statements like, "We believe in you, Joel. We know you can do it. And Joel, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. You just have to decide and then act on it." My mother, apparently convinced I was touched with a sense of divine destiny, even called me the golden boy, for crying out loud. Talk about setting a kid up for megalomania. And to top it all off, my grandma, while so awkwardly pinching my cheeks and shaking my face, called me pretty boy every time she saw me. This was my life. But what was yours? Maybe you experienced a similar upbringing. Then again, yours could have been vastly opposite. No matter where you've come from or what influence, if any, your parents held in your life, today you are faced with a decision. You can allow a constant string of excuses for not winning, primarily based on what you did or didn't receive as a child, to come out of your mouth, or you can make the decision to acquire and develop a belief system that wasn't offered to you in childhood. Whatever the case, now is the time to choose. The world-class winning version of you hangs in the balance. Becoming a positive genius. It's no secret that we live in an increasingly negative world. Just watch the evening news. You'll quickly learn that good news doesn't sell. With headlines dominated by scandals and tragedies, one almost needs a bottle of Xanax just to make it through the 10 o'clock news. In the light of this reality, this Winology fact remains paramount. You can never overemphasize the power of positivity with regard to your personal beliefs. An essential component in positive conviction is that each of us must learn how to harness and maximize the power of the positive truths in our lives. Plainly spoken, amid the cesspool of negativity, we must become positive geniuses. That's right, a positive genius. We must make an asserted effort each and every day to build a place of powerful positivity. Does that sound too difficult? Think again. According to scientific studies, positivity is a learned skill. It's been proven to be one of the premier ingredients that resides in the world's most successful and satisfied people. My eyes were recently enlightened to this concept through an author I've grown to admire, Sean Aker. Aker is an expert in the new and quickly emerging field of positive psychology. His writings, which confirm this Winology principle, offer incredible scientific validation to what I believed and proven all along to be true. I would highly recommend adding his works to your Winology library. So, how do you become a positive genius? Aker discloses a powerful key. For decades, optimists have often been ridiculed and belittled by both realists and pessimists for their so-called lack of logic. However, modern breakthroughs in psychology, neurology, and behavioral science are proving the power of positivity to be not only real, but a requirement for success. As Aker reveals, finding a true positive reality, even in the midst of the most horrible of circumstances, is the key to moving beyond tragedy and finding yourself back in a healthy place in life. For centuries, society has told us, if you become successful, then you'll be happy. The problem with this theory is simple and tragic, our modern culture's definition of happiness is a constantly moving target. Consequently, millions of people who haven't been able to capture this evasive euphoria have been left with overwhelming feelings of hopelessness, specifically of ever achieving success or happiness. But the tide is turning. Aker brilliantly equates this shift in modern psychology to Nicholas Copernicus' world-changing discovery in 1543, that the Earth revolves around the Sun instead of the Sun revolving around the Earth. The same is true with happiness and success. Success revolves around happiness. Happiness doesn't revolve around success. When you learn to be happy, regardless of opposition or circumstance, success tends to follow as a natural byproduct. So, what do positive geniuses do? It's simple. They position themselves to win by learning to be happy and by finding true positive realities in any situation or circumstance, even in the midst of the most horrific occurrences. The day the sky fell. With all of my martial arts championships, along with a collection of winning in many other areas of life under my belt, nothing could have prepared my wife Jennifer and me for November 16, 2002. It's the day the sky fell. On that day, we lost our precious 18-month-old daughter, O'Neill. She was our first baby, our greatest prize. In an instant, our world seemed to fall apart and disintegrate all around us. We were living every parent's nightmare of epic proportions. For the first time in my life, I fought a battle I couldn't win. There was no rematch, no sequel, no next time. O'Neill was gone, and our seemingly perfect world crumbled before our very eyes. Now, hopefully you have a better understanding of my statement. I haven't always won. But no loss ever hurt to the depths of this one. At times, it was practically unbearable. For 8 months, O'Neill battled. She was such a fighter. Her name even meant the champion. Day after day, we watched our baby girl helplessly suffer. Then she died. It was the darkest day of our young married life. Our hopes and dreams of a miracle were shattered right in front of our eyes. How could anything positive possibly come from this tragedy? Unbelievably, it did. By determining to find happiness no matter the situation, I found the positive conviction principle to be true. In the midst of our most horrific time, when our faith was devastated, so many good things occurred. Sure, it was difficult to recognize them amongst all the rubble and chaos, but they were there. We just had to find them. For starters, Jennifer and I quickly came to realize the host of genuine friends and loved ones that were in our lives. In a time where we felt the most isolated and alone, in reality, we were surrounded by incredible people. These godsends battled for and with us on a daily basis. This within itself was enough positivity to get us through. But there was more. During this time, I also came to know a faith that was bigger than the stark reality which daily stared me in the face. This faith in God would serve as the premier anchor in my life and the life of my family. Yet another positive occurred with Jennifer and me. We were told that 90% of couples who suffer the loss of a child divorce within 3 to 5 years. We were no better than anyone else who had previously walked through this nightmare. But when we heard the statistic, it released a life-altering positive decision within us. We would be part of the 10% who make it. In the end, we came to understand that we could not only endure the most devastating experience life could throw our way, but we could make it through to the other side as well. Our decision to stay together, no matter what, wasn't always easy to sustain. In fact, at times it was brutal. We'll talk about this more in the next chapter. One of the major challenges we quickly encountered was the fact that we both grieved differently. This fact, coupled with the negative truth that two people living in survival mode are both extremely selfish, made our road even more difficult. Nevertheless, we didn't give up. Jennifer and I survived not only our daughter's death from cancer, but the cancer of any marriage, selfishness. In our midnight hours, we held on to three things: our faith, our decision, and each other. Our new, true, positive reality was that, despite our pain and confusion, we deeply loved each other and knew our positive conviction would see us through. It did. We recently celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary. Here's to 20 more. Positive, negative. The power of positive conviction is the initial ingredient to winning. Learning how to harness and release the power of finding true positive realities, even in the midst of struggles, will position you to win. How do you accomplish this feat? It all starts between your ears, with the way you think. We've all been taught that thoughts are nothing more than immaterial wisps. Nothing could be further from the truth. Thoughts are biochemical and electromagnetic entities. Our thoughts and beliefs, though not physically visible or tangible, are actually evidential and substantial in nature. They are very real. They are also very powerful. Dr. Caroline Leaf, whom I mentioned earlier, offers some amazing insights on this subject. According to Dr. Leaf, scientific discovery is actually proving that one can think themselves well or sick, depending on one's emotional and intellectual health. Positive or negative thoughts release one of two things into our bodies: life-giving hormones, aka healing chemicals, or toxic poisons that can literally result in physical sickness. According to new scientific discoveries, the cycles of negative thoughts activate a series of self-poisoning, which can cause perpetual physical sickness as well as increased negativity, the cancer of the soul. But there's another option. By capturing a negative thought or imagination in the moment of conception and reprogramming it with a new positive reality, you can stop the cycle of poison. In essence, you have the power to thwart negative thoughts, which yield sickness and stress, and replace them with positive thoughts that produce physical healing cycles. Leaf also notes how scientists have subsequently discovered that this process can systematically increase our intelligence by up to 70%. Talk about positive genius! This is the power of positive conviction at work. But the choice is yours. Now, let's break this all down. At any given moment, and in every circumstance, both positive and negative realities simultaneously exist. They're both equally true and powerful. Here's the good news. You have a choice. Whichever one you choose to embrace, the positive or the negative, will determine your outcome and future success. Jennifer and I could have so easily blamed God, blamed each other, or blamed medical science for the death of our baby. Believe me, the temptation to give in to negative thoughts bombarded our minds every day. But we had made a decision based on our true positive reality. Even in the midst of death, positive thoughts were there. We just had to choose to find them and then activate them in our lives. Was it easy? Never. Are we glad we did it? Absolutely. And we're eternally grateful. Today, we are living our dream with our two beautiful girls, Sydney and Blakely. It's true, you do have the power to choose a new, true, positive reality and begin to reshape your life from the inside out. The proverb was right and has been scientifically proven through years of research. As you think, so you are. My family is a living testimony that positive conviction isn't some astrophysics mumbo jumbo. It works. Put it in action. Over many years of living through triumph and tragedy, I found two very powerful tools that have helped to keep me in a constant state of positivity: journaling and gratefulness. Let's look at both of these. Journaling. Practically no other discipline is as incredible for your soul and empowering for your creativity as journaling. It's been one of the most healing and freeing activities I've developed in the last 20 years. Journaling is the outlet that has carried me through the worst of times and launched me into the best of times. It also kept me in a constant flow of positivity. I initially started to journal some of my thoughts, prayers, and experiences simply to leave a legacy for my future generations. I had no idea how much it would eventually shape my own life. Untold amounts of inspiration have come to me through my own private dialogues. As a matter of fact, this book was birthed from many of my journal entries. Every great scientist keeps a log of their research and findings, using them as a reference from time to time. Winologists should do the exact same thing by journaling daily. Finding a positive outlet for your emotions and thoughts is invaluable in your quest to become the world-class winning version of yourself. Not to mention, it's one of the best ways to document your progress over time. Many of the greatest minds of our time, from scientists and inventors to our founding fathers and scholars, have been rabid journalers. Make it a part of your regular routine. Gratefulness. Gratefulness is one of the greatest powers for sustainable positivity. Living in a constant state of gratitude not only changes your outlook on life, but also keeps you surrounded with positive conviction. On the other hand, ungratefulness leads to bitterness, which is poison to your system. My grandmother used to say, "Bitterness rots the bones." She was right. Complaining about your life will never produce positivity. I once saw an older man in a restaurant and out of courtesy greeted him by asking, "How are you, sir?" His answer will stick with me forever. "Can't complain, son. And even if I did, what good would it do?" Yet another great nugget of wisdom. As a winologist, make a daily habit to stop and reflect on who and what you're grateful for. Then, write those down in your journal. Next, take it a step further by sending a quick text message or email or make a phone call to someone telling them why you're thankful for them. You'll be amazed at the level of happiness and positivity this brings into your life and the life of others as you pay forward positive conviction. You're on your way. Let's recap and finish out this chapter. First, you must learn to find the true positive reality in every situation. False hyperpositivity with no basis in truth can actually produce more harm than good. Recognize the negative, but don't camp there. Choose to find the true positives that also exist. This incredible skill comes more naturally to some, but can be learned and perfected by all. Second, make a decision to embrace that new true positive reality relentlessly and ride it all the way out of your negative situation. Along with many other things, it will help you formulate a plan of action to move forward, which is the next Winology step. On the next page, you'll find your Step 2 Positive Conviction Assignments. Step 2 Positive Conviction Assignments. Take a moment and look at your current situation. Take as much time as you need. Locate and write down every positive thing, experience, and individual in your life right now. Those are your lifelines. Starting today, write down at least one thing or person for which or whom you're grateful. Take 30 seconds and send the person a message expressing your gratitude. List every negative situation happening in your life. Now, search through each one and find the true positive realities. They are there. You just have to find them. Write those positive realities next to the negative situation and focus on the true positives. Congratulations! You're evolving into the champion you were created to be. More importantly, winning is becoming your state of mind and truly your new identity. I'd say that Winology suits you well. Now, on to the good stuff. Your journey is only beginning.